Welcome to the Home Study Course, sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled Cultural Diversity and Ethics, Volume 1, Freedom from Stereotypes. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is Jared Baxter. I will be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of the course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding multicultural counseling. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content either for your own purposes or, if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group setting for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce this CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc., as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint, after you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind, there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purpose of brevity, most generally I will use the term therapists or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapists, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is the most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapists cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD, we will discuss such topics as Beyond Stereotypes, Four Common Approaches to Multicultural Training, Cultural Adaptation Methods, Acultural Stress, Counseling Microskills, Transference and Countertransference, and Multicultural Group Counseling. So let's get started. As you know, multiculturalism has become a buzzword in therapy in recent years. The emphasis on the importance of cultural differences and the introduction of constructivism raises the question as to whether all counseling is multicultural. Do you ever wonder if multicultural counseling has just become a politically correct term for emphasizing the differences that exist among individuals and groups? According to Ciara, the effects of multicultural counseling depend on emphasis on method or theory. As you know, multiculturalism as a method could lead to an overemphasis on technique. On the other hand, multiculturalism as a theory can lead to understanding oneself and others as a product of cultural variables. What are the ethical implications of these two outlooks on multicultural counseling? On the rest of this track, we will discuss the need to move beyond stereotypes in ethically counseling culturally different clients. I have found that there are three approaches to moving beyond stereotypes in multicultural counseling. These three approaches are 1. intercultural versus intracultural differences, 2, transculturalism, and 3, tridimensional approach. Sound interesting? Regarding the first approach of intercultural versus intracultural differences, the common ground of cultural differences is further substantiated by the consideration of both intercultural or between separate cultures and intracultural or within one culture differences. As you know, intercultural refers to the differences between separate cultures, and intracultural refers to the difference within one culture. I have found that an exclusive consideration of intercultural differences and not the intracultural differences leads to a one-size-fits-all approach to counseling regarding cultural groupings and setting boundaries. Do you agree? Thus, what distinguishes the anthropological concept of culture from the psychological concept is the serious consideration of intracultural differences in the psychology concept. The implications of this distinction for you as a therapist is that you should ask yourself how your client is the same as his or her cultural group, as well as how he or she is different from his or her cultural group. This question is important, as you know, because if multicultural counseling is limited to intercultural differences alone, the result is overgeneralization, stereotyping, and ineffective counseling. According to Ho, to avoid these hazards of overgeneralization and stereotyping, it is important to adopt two theories to sensitize multicultural therapists to within-group differences. These two theories are the cultural identity development theory and the second culture acquisition theory. According to the cultural identity development theory, culture is resilient as cultural traditions survive and persevere over time. However, in addition, the second culture acquisition theory states that culture is modifiable by both internal and external influences. In taking the intercultural versus intracultural differences approach, I feel to set appropriate boundaries, a multicultural therapist needs to adopt both theories despite their apparent contradictions. The second approach to moving beyond stereotypes is transculturalism. As you know, transculturalism is an alternative to understanding multiculturalism as a generic approach to counseling. However, according to Fukuyama, the transculturalism approach does not imply just moving beyond the cultural differences. Instead, transculturalism is about moving across cultural differences. As you can see, transculturalism is an invitation to take a cross-cultural journey within your own cultural group. The point of the transculturalism approach is to emphasize that all counseling is cross-cultural, because no two individuals have the same internalized culture. Thus, clearly, the ability to transcend your own culture as a therapist will enhance your ability to avoid cultural centrism and stereotyping of your culturally different clients. To set appropriate boundaries, the degree to which you are aware of your own cultural biases is the degree to which you can be a sensitive, cross-cultural therapist. Ethically, you may need to explore your own internalized culture as well as your culturally different clients' internalized culture. Finally, in addition to the intercultural versus intracultural differences approach and the transculturalism approach, the third approach to moving beyond stereotypes is the tridimensional approach. Ibrahim's tridimensional model for working cross-culturally is composed of the majority culture, the culturally different client's subculture, and the culturally different client's worldview. As you know, having a large knowledge base of your culturally different client's subculture is helpful in the counseling process, but not enough for effective cross-cultural counseling. I have found that with the tridimensional approach, you may want to consider an analysis of your client's subjective reality, as well as how that subjective reality may overlap with his or her primary culture. As you may have guessed, this approach, like the transcultural approach discussed earlier on this track, emphasizes a need for therapists to be aware of their own worldview before they can understand, accept, and work within the worldview of their culturally different clients. In other words, a multicultural therapist should be aware of how his or her subjective worldview is interfacing with his or her culturally different client's worldview. As you know, this can be done by identifying the similarities and differences between the therapist's worldview and the client's worldview. Obviously, this requires you as the counselor to adopt a belief that your culturally different client is your cultural equal, despite your differences. On this track, we have discussed three approaches to moving beyond stereotypes in multicultural counseling. These three approaches were 1. Intercultural versus intracultural differences, 2. Transculturalism, and 3. A tridimensional approach. On the next track, we will discuss the 5 common approaches to multicultural training. These 5 common approaches were the universal approach, the ubiquitous approach, the traditional approach, and the race-based approach. Question 1. What are 3 approaches to moving beyond stereotypes in multicultural counseling?